Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. This week we're on week 19 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, life loves and supports me. I can move through my days with joy and ease. This one felt good to me. This felt like an important affirmation for me to hold on and just hold on to. And just saying it actually calmed me to think about the fact that life loves me. I am supported. I can move through things with joy and ease. It's a season right now where there's a lot happening. It's graduation season. There's a lot of transitions. I'm doing some transitions in work and life. And so if I let all the things overwhelm me in a moment, I get a tightness in my chest. My breathing gets shallow. I get tense. I get irritable. I feel like I can't finish anything. And so this affirmation was helpful to me. And so I want you to think about, for you, when you say it, what do you notice? What comes to mind? Because for me, it was a comforting feeling to remind me that all that's happening is what I've asked for. It's what I've hoped for. It's what I've dreamed for. Some of it, what I said I was willing to do, what I signed up for. So maybe not what I hope for or dream for, but what I'm signing up to do, and that I can do this. And I don't have to do it in a frazzled state. I don't have to do it in a state of overworking myself, that I can do it with joy and ease. And so it's something that I'm holding on to and hoping for myself as I transition in a few different ways. And so some of the questions that it asked us to reflect on this week are, what feels easy and where am I in my flow? And so as I thought about that, I thought about like, what activities feel easy? Like what activities feel like they come to me easily, but also where I feel like I'm in my flow state. And I feel like those are a little bit different. So when I think about like what comes easy to me and then like what helps things come easy to me, it's when I'm rested and when I am moving my body and taking care of myself, and it feels easier to do the work that's in front of me when I have done the preparation to as little as like, or I shouldn't say as little, but as simple as making sure I've thought about the fact that I have healthy food for me that I can get to in a day. So that I'm not just like grabbing something that I'm later going to be like, oh, I feel heavy or I feel my brain fog because I ate this thing that I know my body doesn't really like, but I was moving quickly, right? So what feels easy to me as I have gotten in my older age is taking care of myself because I know that it'll pay off. And so it doesn't feel as much of like a chore to do things like meal prepping because I know that that will serve me and set me up to be in my flow state. So for the past year or so, I have felt this desire to go individual with my work in more ways than I have in the past. So I've done a lot of institutional work. I've done work with like whole production companies, whether it was Broadway or HBO or Warner Brothers or, just different entertainment entities. I've done corporate work. I've done nonprofit work with like institutions. And about a year ago, I was talking to my partner and I was saying, you know, I really am feeling the shift of needing to do some more individual work. And I think we have more capacity for people who can do the institutional work, who understand the systems approach needed to do it well. And I talked about opening my coaching practice. And there was a piece of me that was a little scared because I hadn't done that before. Like I had seen clients because I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, but I had decided that I didn't want to just do like mental health diagnoses. I wanted to talk to people about how they were going to support their wellness. I wanted to specifically talk to women who were high achieving, balancing, juggling lots in their lives about how they can care for themselves, their family, their loved ones, people in their lives, but also make sure that they're taking care of themselves. So it's not like a martyrdom and self-sacrificial caring, but that it is holistic and includes them. And I will say that I'm glad I stepped out. So this is why I separated like what feels easy and what has me in my flow state, because it at times didn't feel easy to speak and say, I'm going to do this thing that's new. But I had a hunch from the work that I had done, because even though I did institutional work, I ended up working with, like, I was kind of like the advisor and the consultant for people who were chief diversity officers and people who were doing strategic work around equity and inclusion in an organization. So I ended up coaching them a lot, or like, through the work, I'd meet with different business unit leaders and I would end up coaching those business unit leaders and maybe even managers below them to think about how do you manage this work. And so I'd done coaching, but not solely, like it was within my institutional work. As I have done it this year, it really does feel like it's me in my flow state. I'm sharing with folks, sharing resources with them, tools, strategies, whether some people it's a book that might help them, or for some folks it's a strategy and a practice that they're going to work on. For others, it's listening and reflecting back to them what sometimes they already know, but they need another person that has some expertise to support them in like figuring out what's first, second, third. And I love it. And it feels easy, not like easy peasy, but like flow state easy. And I share that because this week's affirmation around like joy and ease, if I hadn't had the willingness to like step out and try this thing that was different and felt just like a shift, I wouldn't be experiencing this joy and ease in this flow state. And so I want you to think about like one of the other questions they asked us this week was, where do we feel stuck or what feels burdensome? And so, you know, reflect on that, but know that this joy and ease, this flow state, it doesn't mean that you're in it 24/7, 365. I think it's about how easily can you access it? How often can you touch it? How are you setting up your life so that you experience it and you're more likely to experience that state? Nobody stays in flow state all the time. You know, it's kind of like nobody stays in panic mode all the time, right? Our body doesn't quite do that. But we can move with ease and joy most of the time, even when troubles come. But that flow state is something that is like it's a mindset. It's a moment. It's like if you play an instrument or you play a sport or you do something, you're like where you're in that moment and you kind of like, you don't even have to think about it because it's just, you're just doing it and it's just flowing. And actually when you think about it, you might stumble. So you just want to be in it, right? So I hope that helps you think about, you know, for you, where you might be, have some ease, where you might be knowing, like be reaching for that flow state and be willing to be a little uncomfortable to get or set the environment for that to happen. And then this piece around being stuck, sometimes that can give you some ideas about where you need to move or move away from. For me, this piece around creating more ease in my day and pause in my day is challenging, but so necessary. They talked about like creating pauses in your actual day, like as you transition from one thing to another. The way that my schedule is set up, I don't always do that and I don't always do it well. And sometimes I'm rushing from one thing to another. And my husband will tease me. He's like, you're moving your feet in that way that you do when you're moving too fast and you're trying to get out the door, like slow down, make sure you have what you need. And so I'm trying to do better with like, even if it's just taking a few deep breaths as I transition from one task to the next. I'm also trying to create moments where if a task comes to me and I can reasonably do it in the moment, I take a deep breath, assess if I can do this, and sometimes I just do it because I don't want the stress of holding onto it or putting it on a list or having it nag at me or having to come back at it later tonight. So my pausing has been not only pausing to take a deep breath to transition, but also pausing to reflect to see, you know what? I could knock this off my list if I just take a moment and I don't go into frazzled, I have so many things to do state, and I just stay with this task or this ask right in front of me. I can do this and we can move on. And that's fine. I can take an extra 5 minutes and do this task and not have it hanging in my head, like churning like cash on my computer, like just churning, taking up energy. So I offer you that. And then the last thing that I want to mention is this idea around creating a pause, not just in your day and your transitions, but in your decision making. So when people come to you and they ask you, hey, can you do this? Will you do this? That you slow down with your commitments, that you're not so quick to say yes, that you're willing to pause to consider, do I want to do this? Some people talk about, like, unless it's a hell yeah, it's a no, right? Like, what is it for you that helps you know if you should commit, if you should say yes? Because you want to be in that joy and ease. And that doesn't mean that you say no to everything, of course, right? But you want to pick things that you're committing to that really resonate with you and that you value, so that when you go to do it, you're not cursing it, resenting it or yourself for the task. So hopefully that helps you think about, you know, how you can support yourself so that you can allow life to love on you and to give you that joy and ease that you deserve. I would love to hear how you're navigating this journey. It's great. I hear sometimes people comment on the YouTube videos or we'll send DMs on, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram or TikTok about what you're doing in the self-love journey. You can find me, Dr. Kira Banks, across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.